Gambling giant Caesars Entertainment put its largest business unit into Chapter 11 bankruptcy today. The company claims to have the best casinos in Las Vegas, but Caesars has lost money every year since 2009. The bankruptcy is already fraught, though. Caesars creditors are arguing over whether the $18 billion restructuring case should even be heard. Mike Regan of Bloomberg News is with us from New York with the latest on this. And Mike, the first thing I thought when I saw this was maybe the house doesn't always win. What is going on at Caesars?
Well, as you said, Caesars has taken a loss every year since 2009. The real overarching story is just that gambling took a severe hit after the recession. And there's also been just a lot more competition for some of these well-established casino companies. You know, Atlantic City especially has been struggling with new casinos in Pennsylvania and elsewhere on the East Coast that previously drew gamblers to Atlantic City. Now they can just go in their hometown. So it's really, you know, those two factors, just the reduced gambling after the recession and more competition.
But isn't Las Vegas in another class altogether? It doesn't have a lot of other cities around it that are causing increased competition, unless we're talking about online gambling, maybe.
Right. Las Vegas certainly is the bright spot for them. Atlantic City is a much more troubled spot. And, you know, online gambling is still illegal. So eventually that could be a boon for a company like this. But still a few years away if it'll ever happen.
Well, and Caesars operates casinos all around the world. How are those doing?
Well, the big growth in international casino business was sort of missed by Caesars. Asia has really been the hotspot for growth, especially Macau, which is the big hotspot for Chinese gamblers. And Caesars were just sort of late to the table there and got locked out of the market. They weren't granted a license to open a casino there. So they've been trying to catch up. They hope to spend about $1 billion to open a casino in the Philippines and even more to open one in Japan to sort of capture that Asian market.
Now, remind us about this fight that is going on. There's a big fight brewing with the creditors. Caesars Chapter 11 papers were filed in Chicago, but some lower-ranking creditors want the case heard in Delaware. What's going on here?
Well, you know, basically, Caesars was taken over in a leveraged buyout before the financial crisis, and it was a big buyout, over $30 billion. It was led by Apollo Global Management and TPG Group. And like any of the LBOs of that era, it was mostly financed by debt. Now, as part of the restructuring, what Apollo's tried to do is basically, you know, send the biggest unit, the operating company, as they call it, into bankruptcy. And that unit has a lot of the debt and a lot of the, you know, less attractive assets. And that's rubbed some creditors the wrong way. Apollo's also sort of offered to strike a deal with some of the more senior creditors in which he, you know, Apollo and they would get, you know, sort of more beneficial terms than the less senior creditors. And so the other creditors basically tried to prevent that packaged restructuring plan from going to a court in Chicago. And what they did is they filed suit to force them into bankruptcy in Wilmington. So they filed first. So it's the judge in Wilmington's call as to where the case will be held. And that's sort of the process where we are now with the judge just deciding exactly what to do, how to proceed with the two conflicting cases.
All right. We'll keep an eye on what happens here with Caesars Entertainment. Mike Regan of Bloomberg News. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.